In this episode, Dr. Jack Stockwell from the ForbiddenDoctorWebsite.com will be here to discuss issues, events, things that will help you feel better, some news, interesting anecdotal stories affecting people, some individuals, some... I find it interesting, Jack, that almost anything that you can hear or read, for example, the story of the woman who felt the effects of the solar eclipse in August. There was a case study that was released this week telling the story of this woman, 20-something woman, who viewed the eclipse through what she thought were the right glasses, but they were defective. So 4 hours after she started to look at the sun, she felt the, and she only actually looked at it for 6 or 8 seconds, but within a few hours, with these glasses having been defective, she experienced color and vision distortions, blurry vision, that sort of thing. She saw a central black spot in her left eye, so she went to the New York Ear and Eye Infirmary seeking treatment. Doctors used technology to analyze her sun-related damage. They found the eclipse had apparently burned a crescent shape into the woman's retina. So from that story, how many other case studies might there be? I know when I looked into this, just quickly Googled it, 22 other people were complaining of the same thing in that same general area using these glasses that apparently were defective.
You don't even need to do it as long as she did. A direct glance at the sun for a second or two can damage the retina.
Yeah.
Now, she had these glasses on that somehow, you know, attenuated the strength of the sun to some degree.
Yeah.
But within a few seconds, there was damage. And some of these things can heal. Some of them can't. Depends on the extent of the damage. But this is why, I mean, this is why little childhood lasers can be dangerous when you point it at somebody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the retina is nothing you fool with. It's some of the most delicate tissue in the body.
It is. So under the circumstances, it seems to me that the word I find it intriguing and attractive. Once in a while, when I'm out on the tractor in the summertime, any time of the year, the sun is bright on the horizon or something, I'll take a look and I'm thinking to myself as I do it, the more amazing part of this is that this object is 93 million miles away from us and it has the strength to do the kind of damage that we're talking about. That's a phenomenon that you got to, oh my God, is that really true? Yes, it is really true.
Yes, it is. And when it's on the horizon, you know, if it's just rising up out of the Atlantic or sinking into the Pacific, you're seeing it through so much atmosphere that the rays have been quite, you know, their strength is diminished considerably. And there's some people that spend a minute or two staring at the rising or setting sun.
Yeah.
Until it gets too bright, and you know, I got some mixed feelings about that. But any time it clears the horizon, going up or going down, you do not look at it. And I wonder if those glasses that she was using, because I had about a dozen of them here at my house for everybody to use, and they're certified. I mean, I checked them out in advance anyway, but they were certified
by
some organization.
How did you check them out?
Looking at the sun, looking at the full sun, at the full sun to make sure that there was no sensory change or alarm or concern on my part looking at the pre-eclipsing sun using those same glasses.
Wow, you took a chance then. You didn't know you were helping everybody else. You could have been in trouble.
Well, they were made by Celestron, a very famous telescope manufacturer in this country. Mm-hmm. And so if I saw the name Celestron on it, I worried a lot less than if I had seen, you know.
But you've got a telescope there, so you have more expertise in that area than do most, I think.
Yes.
So Celestron is the name to remember if you're buying those sorts of glasses. Who knows? That'll be, 79 years till the next eclipse? So.
Well, no, there's supposed to be another one.
Buy them and be prepared.
No, there's another one in 2 or 3 years, somewhere in Tennessee, Kentucky, something like that.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be almost... Well, it's going to be past yours and my wake, that's for sure.
You think so? Speak for yourself, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm following every rule that the Forbidden Doctor website suggests that I will need to follow to live to be 140, which is basically, you know, our bodies are built, God or whoever it is that you give credit to for our beingship has done a job which basically, when scientists look at it, they net that all of our faculties and facilities should be able to carry us through to about 145. Nobody's lived that age. I don't think anybody ever lived.
Well, there's some 120 people. Yeah, the Hunses and a few other people up in the Himalayas and some of the isolated areas of the Alps claim that they've had people to live that long, but there wasn't any medical substantiation.
Mm-hmm. So the idea here is to get you focused on your own health and well-being. One of the ways you can do it is to go to the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you find the latest podcast. So there are two ways you can hear Jack. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website brings you to the podcast of Jack's latest contributions here. And then he, along with his wife Mary, does a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Most recent one has to do with vaccines. And this one is the only vaccine guide that you will ever need. If you're a new parent, you probably ought to listen to this podcast. I don't think it's that long either, is it?
Well, it's a hair over an hour because we bring in all the latest research from peer-reviewed journals. Yes.
Do you look into, there's a big controversy about pets, dogs especially, and the vaccines they're supposed to get. There's now a movement pretty similar to what we are talking about. You and I agree on the vaccine thing for humans, but now there's a big move to keep dogs from being vaccinated as much as they are. Do you know anything about that?
Well, those vaccines are a little more savage than what they put into a human.
How do you mean?
Well, they're rougher. They're more dangerous. And there are an increasing number of vaccine-damaged dogs and cats
as humans. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know if PETA's involved with it or not, but there are several, or the ASPCA, but there are several organizations that are really starting to lobby for this. Either you make them a lot cleaner and safer, which is essentially impossible, or you change these laws.
Well,
so, you know, and it's, you know, for a lot of people, their pet is as meaningful to them as children are to somebody else.
Absolutely. Well, I remember, maybe more so.
Well, yeah, you and Charlotte. I mean, who's going to forget that for Pete's sake?
No, good God.
You know,
no.
And you don't want to do anything that could possibly hurt Charlotte's central nervous system any more than a new parent wants to risk the central nervous system of their newborn baby.
Yep. All right, so let's focus on something that's really good for you as part of our overview on Good Day Health products that are presented that are good that I want you to know about and take advantage of. One of them is this Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Jack, from Purity Products. This is a combination of the omega-3s and the krill oil because people think, okay, I'm supposed to take fish oil, right? And now they've read a lot about krill oil. Well, I'm supposed to take krill oil. Do I take two separate and big? These things are like some of these capsules you get. The fish oil is like trying to choke
it's
a
got
horse.
Half. It's got half a fish in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that with the Krill Omega 50 Plus. You can get a bottle of this product from Purity without having to pay for it because they're so sure that you are going to do well. It's a new solution, and everybody who's taking them is satisfied. Krill Omega 50 Plus. It'll take you just a few days to figure out how this combination of ultra-pure fish oil benefits your heart, and the krill oil benefits your joints. Together, in one small pill, very powerful. Get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, all around your body. This is something your doctor is going to love. I went to the doctor yesterday to have my coughing checked out. And the first thing, of course, they do is check your blood pressure. So I'm sitting in the chair. The lady says, well, I look at you and I see you just ran up the stairs. And I said, yeah, because I was late for my appointment. And she said, well, your blood pressure will probably be high. I'll take a reading and then I'll give a few minutes to you for you to calm down, and then I'll take it again. So the first one was 112/70.
Wow.
And the second one she took was 110/68. So I'm not too concerned. But that's because I do stuff. I take your advice and take things that are really good like this for my circulatory system and well-being. So if you want to try Krill Omega 50 Plus and be like your Uncle Dougie when you get older, Krill Omega 50 Plus, free bottle at 800 855-1493. Yes, a free bottle of fish oil and krill oil together. 800-355-1493. Purity been around for a long time. They have a great product line. You'll get a booklet, no doubt, when you get your free bottle, and it'll tell you some of the other things that are customer favorites at Purity. 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks shipping, and that's it. Claim your free bottle now of Omega and Krill together. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get $1,000 cash back on top of 0% APR financing for 72 months on a full lineup of 2017 Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Celebrate the season with exclusive holiday offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars, F-150, and SUVs. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Not only do you benefit from listening to the podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com, but they have their long life energy enzymes that are in stock in a smaller bottle, and you can get, if you want a 3 month, I'd rather have the 3 month size because I know I'm going to use them, but some people only want 1 month, so okay, go that way. And don't forget the concierge medicine, the health care that's available from Jack and his staff. It's your responsibility to know what's going on in your body, yes, but you can't do it by yourself. And so the folks in Jack's office are sort of hand holders, if you will. They all have great expertise, and they all are very sensitive. They'll listen to you, and you'll be able to get some advice that won't cost you anything. So if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, look for the VIP membership, concierge. Healthcare. And then the other things that are there, the long life energy enzymes, and the things for your thyroid are there. And if you use Doug as a promo code, you get 10% off. How about them apples?
Yep.
I don't know if you get 10% off of the concierge. Well, that doesn't – what do you have to – you've got a price attached to that, though.
Yeah, you've got to become a member of – you can pay monthly or annually. But we are here all week long to answer your text and questions about any situation that arises.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com. I saw something about a drink that is supposed to be very, very, very healthy for people at this time of year, especially. Mixed turmeric with ginger and onion powder. That sounds like a horrible tasting thing, but it's supposed to be good. You know, I'm looking into cleansing my lungs. And so when I was looking online, I came across this and I thought to myself, my God, does that sound awful? But I know how healthy all of them are individually for you. Turmeric, especially. People who live long lives in India, eating a lot of turmeric, a lot of curcumin in their diet. Ginger is something that, you know, you can find it in a lot of different places. It's very strong, though, if you take it by itself. I've tried liquid. Matter of fact, you sent me some of that ginger liquid. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, it's a concentrate. You don't need a whole lot, but you're going to know you took it when you took it.
Yeah,
and all three of those herbs you just mentioned are extremely powerful as anti-inflammatories, as well as certain kind of stimulants in the body. And we all know what perpetual inflammation will do to us. If the body's immune system can never calm down from dealing with inflammation, it's going to start attacking you. So that's why, you know, onion powder, turmeric, ginger, it doesn't sound like the most delicious thing in the world. Maybe
no,
we could mix it in a sauce and put it over some chicken or something.
Yeah.
But that's why we put turmeric
in our... The
chicken
would be dead, but it'd probably still complain.
We put turmeric in our long-life energy enzymes just for that reason.
Yeah. What else is in those long-life energy enzymes? I don't think I ever asked you that.
Well, it's a two-pronged approach. One to support the body's ability to better digest proteins and to scour the bloodstream. If you have these enzymes that are designed to eat up protein and you did not have food, because we recommend you take four of these first thing in the morning, those enzymes get into the bloodstream. And the main concentration is something called trypsin and chymotrypsin. And you have trypsin and chymotrypsin in your bloodstream all the time anyway. But they're very powerful protein digesters. In fact, that's one of the symptoms they look for if you're having pancreatitis or worse, pancreatic cancer. They look for elevated levels of those two enzymes that on an average person shouldn't be present to that degree in the blood. We load up these enzymes with trypsin and chymotrypsin because they are arterial and venous scavengers. They clean stuff out of there that's not supposed to be there. The other half of the enzyme is designed to handle sugar handling problems. There are herbs in there that mimic insulin so that your pancreas literally can get a rest from having to make the constant levels of insulin the average American or other does. Because of the tremendous amount of carbohydrates, especially processed sugars that make up most people's diets. So it is designed to literally give the pancreas a rest, digesting as well as sugar handling. And the reason that we made a smaller size now, because we made this over 2.5 years ago, as you know, and we thought it was going to take literally a month or two or three for people to begin to feel the effect of this kind of support in the system. People are having this effect in less than a week.
Really?
So we've made a 1 month supply. It's considerably less expensive in order to be able to have more people try it out and see what they think.
All right. So you check that all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Everything that's there is available at a 10% discount. Jack, happy to thank the people listening to this through my connections, if you will. Good Day Health. So use Doug as, excuse me, a code. The, sniffles that we feel this time of year, many people say, oh, I got the flu or I got the cold. Well, they're not all the same. And so during the winter months, if you're trying to figure out what you have, it can be kind of challenging. Those nasty bugs are adjusting to the changing atmosphere. So if you have an allergy, it's going to be different. I'm going through this right now. And I'm trying to figure out what is the problem. I've had allergies, but I don't have. I had a test a couple of years ago. The doctor, when I visited with him yesterday, Jack, looked in my record and saw that I was tested 2 or 3 years ago for 3,000 different things. And I ended up not being allergic to anything. I had a recent allergy test, and what it found was I was allergic to sugar, to cold, and to dairy, which, of course, turns out to be ice cream.
Yes, of course.
And so I've stayed away from ice cream, as difficult as it is for me. But I still have this thing in my chest, this mucusy thing that was exacerbated by being exposed, I guess, to some stuff when I was in Italy last month. So I'm trying to get to I know it's not a cold, although I did feel like I had the symptoms of a cold couple of weeks ago, Kara, when it was coughing and sneezing, and I felt like my voice was affected, that kind of stuff. But I've had this, and it doesn't. There's a cough sort of a thing that hasn't gone away for a couple of years, really. So I went.
Well,
to
do you have
it.
A fever?
I have no fever.
You have no fever at all.
No.
So usually,
nope.
Any kind of an infectious process, especially something involving the upper respiratory tract or the sinus mucosa. If there's an infectious process going on, usually there's a fever, even if it's only 1.5 degrees more.
Yeah.
If you're not having a fever, this may be nothing more than just your body's attempt to excrete something.
Yeah,
that has built up and it just needs some help for the excretion.
Getting it out. So if you that's the point here in overviewing the situation. You may have a cold or you may have allergies, and it takes a good doctor to figure out the difference. A caring doctor who will be able to take the time to not just give you some superficial, okay, you got a cold, take this. No, this is much more the way medicine is today, and that's one of the reasons that Jack's concierge practice has some value, so that he can figure out, or others that are experts, the difference between the cold. Cold confused with allergies, because if you don't have a fever, then you have aches and pains and sneezing and coughing, that sort of thing. And I had the sore throat first. And this is the first time I've ever seen this. I Googled this, and because I was curious to decipher the symptoms. And that's where I came up with the idea, and that's sort of what I said to the doctor. I'm not tired. My throat is a problem. The cough is a problem. And then the allergy, the situation with the allergies, he told me, was different depending on the time of year. You could be affected by different allergies at different times of the year, which I didn't, I don't, if I knew it, I wasn't thinking about it.
Well,
it can be seasonal.
A lot of the allergy stuff, again, refers to the health of the gut, the overall health of the gut.
Mm.
And because that's where the allergy really takes place, is when some protein gets through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream, and we have an allergic reaction. Remember, it takes your immune system anywhere from about 10 to 14 days to identify some new kind of virus that came along,
really?
To build the antibodies, to build the strength, to destroy it, which is usually why if you get a cold, it can last 10 to 14 days before it's finally over with. Mm. But a lot of colds are not a cold in the traditional sense. A lot of colds are just where the body decides, okay, now's the time for a dump. And it's going to clean, you know, the lungs behind the digestive system, the lungs and the skin are right there trying to do everything can to get to excrete the toxins, especially lungs. And if there's any sluggishness in the upper respiratory system, that's where habitual coughs, colds can be affected by this. I'm not saying yours is, but
yeah,
it could be affected by this, because a lot of times an upper respiratory congestion, a lot of times a cold, especially if you've got energy and you don't have a fever, it's not necessarily a viral problem. And the establishment wants to start throwing antibiotics at this
mm-hmm.
thing. That further slows down the immune response, when really, if you just give yourself some adequate rest and plenty of fluids,
yep,
and maybe
lots of fluids.
Yeah, and your digestive intake is nothing more than just some good old homemade broth.
Yeah.
You know, the old Jewish grandmother's chicken soup that she would
yep.
take to her child.
Matt, you don't like my chicken soup?
That is a very good thing to limit your digestive intake to when you're having these kinds of problems, because that will enforce the immune response.
Well, and the immune system is what is not in question here, but what you want to enhance. And you can do that with lots of different ways, drinking a lot of fluids, managing your stress, the home treatments that you're talking about, warm water, salt water. That certainly did my throat a lot
yeah.
of good. Drinking tea with honey and lemon. You got to get lots of sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, that's a real problem.
Yeah, and this isn't something that somebody just dreamed up in the middle of the night.
No.
This is the result of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of cultural development where people didn't have access to some kind of emergency care and found out, yeah, the old hill stuff works just great. Apple
yep.
cider vinegar and the things that you're talking about. This
yep.
is the kind of stuff we offer our concierge crowd.
Yeah,
with the VIP membership at ForbiddenDoctor.com/VIP. This is the kind of stuff we offer them when they'll text us. What do I do for this cold? What do I do for this cough? What do I do for this rash? What do I do for this headache? What do I do for this indigestion? What do I do for these hemorrhoids? All this stuff, all this stuff is starting to show up, and we'll sit there and we'll text you. Well.
All right, you know what? Okay, here. I'm going to go into business and compete with you. I'm going to start Doug Steffens Concierge Medicine, and
all right.
I'm going to. You can send me $10 a month, and for every problem, there is one solution: eat chocolate. Everything gets better when you eat chocolate. Your stress level goes down, your immune system goes up. Everybody's happy.
Yeah,
eat
your
chocolate
happy centers. Yeah, your happy centers get happier
right.
in your brain. You bet.
Happy. Happy.
You'll be rich.
Yes. All right. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to send you to get some fruits and veggies at balanceofnature.com. Balance of Nature proves with the effectiveness of this product or these products that fruits and vegetables provide your body with the vital chemistry that it needs to defend and repair itself along the lines that Jack and I have just been talking about for the past 4 or 5 minutes. Because fruits and veggies are real whole food. This is completely safe. Increase your dose. Take as much as you want, depending on your health and your personal goals. You benefit from increased dosages to enhance your immune system. If you've got a chronic problem, you want to increase the dosage of the fruits and the vegetables. Instead of taking one in the morning and one at night, you take two in the morning and two at night. Trying to fight the cold or whatever it is, boost your immune system for prevention of things that are going around your neighborhood or at work. Your dosage is very important. So I'm going to suggest that you get in on this program, the fruits and veggies, the nutrients, 9 fruits, 11 servings of vegetables, 2 different capsules. It's one's a fruit and one's a veggie. You get them first month free by going to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code DJV. So you're going to save money. These things are 22 cents a capsule. If you were going to go to the store to buy the same sort of thing, cost you a buck. And that's, you know, this is silly. To have any compromise in your immune system is silly. There are no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, no sugar in any of the fruits and vegetables from balanceofnature.com. And just it stands to reason. What Jack's telling you is that food is how you charge up your immune system, and fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature are pure food. No sugar, nothing. Just the powdered items themselves. The fruits.
Yeah, what do you see when you read the label?
You see nothing but fruit.
Yeah.
Or veggies. They tell you what the veggies are and what the fruits are.
Well, that's it. And if you look at a bottle of something, it all has is a bunch of chemical names for vitamins. Stay away from it.
All right. Here's what's in the fruit. Here's what's in the fruit. The Balance of Nature fruit capsule contains apple, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, and tomato. Now, that's all reduced, powdered, and put into this capsule. In the fruit capsule, I'm sorry, I just did the fruit. The vegetable capsule has broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, celery, garlic, kale, onion, soybean, I don't know why that's in there, spinach, wheatgrass, yam, and zucchini. Soybeans are different than soy products. So those things are all in the veggie capsule. And you know, your mother used to tell you, eat your fruits and vegetables. She never really knew that you needed all this excuse me, every day, but you do. So order them. Start with the first month free. Balanceofnature.com. The promo code is DJV. Yes, you can go to the Doug, Yeah, you can go to any of our websites. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com. Look at the banners at the bottom of the page. And when it comes to Balance of Nature, click on that and see how to order. Go through all the info that they have for you and order it for your immune system this winter. Balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. All right, so Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here. The childhood immunization schedule from the Center for Disease Control in 1986 included the following, Jack. And I don't know, is polio, diphtheria, MMR, whatever that is.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
And tetanus. That was it. 1986. There are 4 items. The list that the CDC tells people they have to have in 2017 is 49 items. So we've gone from 4 in 1986. If I went through all of these, I mean, it's simple. Well, some of it's not so simple, but there's influenza, there's hepatitis.
Oh, yeah.
There's all of these, like 18 different influenza vaccines that they say are supposed to be given to children. No wonder the children are so screwed up.
Well, we're trading some simple infectious processes that people are scared to death now that their kids might get chickenpox or measles, that you and I got, lasted a few days, gave us lifetime immunity. They're trading those little sicknesses for chronic immune system dysfunction. If all there was in the vaccine was some dead bug and some saline salt water, who'd care about it? But when you actually tell the doctor, I want to see the insert, I want to read what's in this little cocktail, you'll pick your child up and walk out right then and there.
Yeah. It's just, it's absurd.
Yep.
It really is. When you look at all of those damn vaccines, it is absurdity. And it's offensive, frankly, to think that you have to become so dependent on the information that comes from others. We know that there is a bias in doctors. We get that. But the fewer biases, is that the right word, you have, the better you can deal with the things using your own conventional common sense. Build up your immune system.
Yeah. There are vaccines that various countries other than ours are actually beginning to ban.
All right, let's get into the reality of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration looking at food manufacturers who claim that soy protein reduces heart attack risk. And this is because the folks at the Weston A. Price Foundation, big supporters of mine, Jack, when I was doing the raw milk on the farm routine. Yes. So Sally Fallon Morrill, who's run Weston A. Price, has come forward with all their guns blazing. What's the foundation, if you'll pardon the pun, of this argument?
Well, she said this in the petition to the FDA, that a product as problematic as soy protein should carry a health warning, you know, rather than some kind of a health claim.
Right.
Because we have known for a long time that soy protein is a hormone disruptor. And as a hormone disruptor, and can lead to goiter and other kinds of problems with the thyroid. A lot of people besides Sally have gone around scratching their head saying, how come you guys are promoting this stuff? So Dr. Carol Watson, who's a cardiologist and director of the UCLA Women's Cardiovascular Health Center, came out and said this, quote, but we've since learned that not every way of lowering cholesterol has benefits. Some things that do lower cholesterol actually have shown harm. And there has never been any clinical trials that ever showed eating more soy improves heart health. Now, the Chinese, for hundreds of years, if not more than 1,000, have discouraged their population from eating soy except in a fermented state, because that will change the chemical structure of the heavy amounts of estrogen that are present in most soy products, especially here in this country. And that's why they call it a hormone disruptor. You can't load young children up with estrogen before puberty that comes with soy products. You know, for over 20 years on the radio show that I had in Salt Lake City, that was one of the more common questions I would have from time. For infant formula, you know, well, we find that this soy-based protein infant formula is really good. No. You stay away from that stuff. You can't load a young boy up with estrogen, and you certainly can't load a young lady up. I mean, we have girls in this country now 8, 9, 10 years old starting their menstrual cycles.
Oof.
Oh, and early breast development, when 100 years ago, these things usually didn't happen until 16, 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FDA's finally come out and said, all right, we're going to have a public hearing about this. It's going to go on for 2 or 3 weeks, something like that, because there never has been any research to validate the use of soy protein as some adequate alternative to dairy.
Yeah. Well, there are all kinds of things around that are claiming to be milk, like muscle milk and almond milk and soy milk, and it's all crap. And it isn't. I was on a television program, and the host asked me whether or not all these things were milk, and I said no. And he said, why? I said, because they don't come from a mammary gland.
Well, that's it. That's why we're called mammals.
Right.
So I'm speaking up for the 500 billion mammals on this planet.
Good for you, Jack.
There we go.
Third for Jack. Round of applause for Jack Stockwell. Speaking up for mammals. That could be a podcast. Speaking up for mammals. How about that? All right. So you got the story.